Broggle was dashing to keep up with Tag, waving his paws as Hoban, yelling,
"Open the gates, brother! Let him through! Open the gates!"
Hoban kicked the wooden bar up and threw open Redwall's gates. Like lightning, the otter charged past him, whirling the sword, his voice roaring like thunder upon the wind.
"Wrong, bold beast! 'Tis death to you! I am Tagarong Jaskar!"
Valog already had another arrow on his taut bowstring. He let fly at Tag. The shaft buried itself in the otter's chest, but he kept coming, his mighty wrath unstoppable. Valog was reaching for another arrow when the great sword flashed downward. Tag's shout was the last thing the ferret heard in his life.
"For my father!"
Valog's body remained standing. His head thudded into the ditch alongside the severed bow. Aoife was up out of the ditch, running across the flatlands. Tag spanned the ditch in a bound and went after him. Dagrab fled south along the ditch bed, with Nimbalo hard on his heels, wielding the battle axe. Kruven snatched up his fallen sword and ran, terror coursing through him. He ran as he'd never run before, north up the ditch bed, away from the melee. Rawback paused, but only for an instant, before he chased after Kruven. As soon as the woodlands came into view on his right, Kruven left the ditch and scrambled into the tree cover with Rawback in his wake. Together they hurried north, following the woodland fringe until more tree cover appeared on the west side. Recrossing the path hastily, the two stoats stumbled through the ditch and entered Mossflower's west thicknesses, Rawback some way behind as they struck inward. When he ran out of breath, Kruven halted. The ground beneath his paws was soft and immediately he began sinking. With his final effort, he pulled himself clear and found dry ground. When Rawback came staggering and panting along, Kruven leaned against a tree, puffing, and waved him on.
"That way, mate. I'll catch me breath and wait here a while to stop any beast following us. You go on. I'll catch you up."
Rawback ploughed wearily on. Kruven waited until he heard the terror-stricken screams from the swampland. And then he sat down until he regained enough breath to carry on. When the screaming had stopped, Kruven felt quite recovered. He cut off around the swamp edges, chuckling to himself.
"Dead. All dead and gone. Only me left. Kruven Zane. Jaskar Zane."